Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything. They say that time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles.
Fitness Talk Show. I'm your host, Deborah Vidala, broadcasting live from South Florida, streaming on the net on Blog Talk Radio. It's Sunday, December 18th, 2016. Christmas time is upon us. I have a special guest. He is an inspiration. He's calling in from Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, is Dr. Al Mayans. And this episode has a definite message about wellness and spirituality. The speakers on my show are hand-selected by myself. I'm grateful for another year yet to learn and continue my journey with my love for radio. Let me bring Dr. Al on because he's holding. I lost Dr. Al on the switchboard. Here he goes.
I'm here.
Dr. Al, this is Debbie.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi, welcome to Plan for Fitness Talk Show. I lost you for a minute. I was like, oh, my God, where is he? Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Al Mayans is calling in from Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. He's a radio host on W4CY Radio. The studio's out in Wellington, Florida. A shout out to Chad, who's running the board there. Your show has over 8,000 listens on iHeartRadio. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Al, his show. Oh my God. Let's just talk about your show briefly. Oh, glad some light, because we're going to have some questions coming on from Twitter.
All right. Oh, glad some light.
Yes. When I was asked to come on your show and talk about faith and life and surrender, the topic was surrender.
Yes.
I was elated with emotion after approximately 50 minutes on the air with you. On the clock is 50 plus minutes when I listened to the archived episode. And Dr. Al, I just want to thank you again for allowing me to be a guest on your show. It has so much meaning. And let's get orthodoxy right now, because, again, I was on Twitter earlier, and they said, what's going on with orthodoxy? I said, you have to get some knowledge. So here we are on the air tonight. Let's talk about you.
All right. Well, you want me to define what orthodoxy is?
I think that would be a good start. What do you think?
Sure. Well, it goes all the way back, to the beginning in the New Testament when the church began at Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles and they were filled with power from on high, and they went out and they preached the good news that Jesus Christ is Lord, and trusting in Him, you can, get eternal life and live in heaven with the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So the Greek word orthodox, it's a Greek word, or orthodoxia. If you break it down, orthodoxia is, in a nutshell, the meaning is the right path, right teaching, right direction. Orthodoxy is what Christ taught, the apostles preached it, and the church fathers kept it. So if you look at when you read the New Testament, every person you read about, be it Paul, Peter, John, whoever wrote in the New Testament, were orthodox. A lot of people don't think of it that way. But it's
a good understanding, and that's part of the reason I'm bringing you on the air tonight. I mean, people that know me, know my background, they say she's Italian, she's Roman Catholic, but I'm open because, I've been to Episcopalian, I've been to Lutheran. For me, wherever they serve communion, that's where I'm going to be for me, and that's for me. For you, you're such a special spirit to me. I've had the pleasure to meet you, to hold your hand, to hug you. You have the spirit within you. So as we're broadcasting live right now, I just have this beautiful feeling. I have an altar in front of me. I sent you the picture, and I have a great respect for you. Let's talk about, too, again, when I did a shout-out for you earlier, and I call you Dr. Al. For the people don't know, you've done quite a bit of education. He has a doctorate degree in divinity, PhD in theology. Could you tell the listeners what it was like for you to study all those years and how that changed your life?
Well, it's just part of the Kormi knowledge. The scriptures tell us my people are destroyed because they lack knowledge. And so I didn't want to be destroyed. So who in their right mind wants to be destroyed, right? So that's when the Spirit of God moved me into learning, going through, the bachelor's degree, the master's degree, and the doctor's degree, and all the requirements and all the curriculum, that's aggressive curriculum that was involved in acquiring such a status, It's something that you got to put your heart and soul in, But basically what I was being equipped to be able to go out and minister to people.
Yes. Well, when I think about you, I was writing the show today Ladies and gentlemen, we have Dr. Al Mayans calling in from Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. He's about feeding the soul when you talk to him. If you listen to his radio show, Oh Glass and Light, it's on W4CY Radio. Archive podcasts are on iHeartRadio. The website is beautiful. So, of course, I was there studying, and you and I were meeting together the other day. The paragraph on the front center of your website, can you share with the listeners that little passage?
Well, which one? I have like a three statements.
Your on your home page.
Yeah. Well, the Orthodox Church is evangelical but not Protestant. It's Orthodox, not Jewish. It's Catholic, but it's not Roman. It's not denominational, but pre-denominational. Okay. Now, it has preserved, proclaimed, defended, and laid down its life for the truth of the Holy Trinity and the faith of the apostles since the day of Pentecost. That's Orthodoxy.
Amen.
In a nutshell.
Amen on that. We're already getting thumbs up. People are tuning in. Some people are shy to call in, but that's okay. They're listening. I am definitely getting a thumbs up because there's Jewish people listening. There's Episcopalians and there's Pentecostal, and that's okay. They're open to hear what you have to say. And you've studied theology, which I love. And I want to talk about, there's a gentleman, he's not feeling well tonight, but he sent me the scripture. I believe it was from Philippians. And about,
right.
don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Can
yes.
you please elaborate on this chapter and verse for the listeners?
Well, let's back up and look at one of the saints of the New Testament, St. Paul. Paul was a Christian killer in the beginning. And then Gamaliel, his teacher, said, be careful. What you're doing, you may find yourself at odds with God. Because he thought killing Christians was a good thing to do because he was, like, defending the Jewish faith. Well, it turns out when Jesus knocked him off the horse, blinded him, sent Ananias over to pray for him and open his eyes, Paul was led out into the desert for 3 years and taught one-on-one by the Lord, the catechism of the church. And then, you know, he becomes a proponent of Christianity, boldly speaking in all the public places about Christ Jesus is risen. And next thing you know, he finds himself in prison. Now, he doesn't care. He goes to prison. What's he do in prison? He sings hymns. How can you sing hymns in prison? Well, apparently, this Philippians verses you're talking about, he had the joy of the Lord within him, okay? It's not happiness, which is based on happenstance, happenings in your life, but the joy of the Lord is our strength, as it says in Scripture. And because Paul had the joy of the Lord, it didn't matter what was going on in his life, he had the joy. And so that same pulls back to us that when we have the joy of the Lord, nothing can get in the way of our, you know, our joy. If it's true joy from the Lord, then nothing can get in the way. So everything we get, if it's a slap on the face, thank the Lord. If it's an empty bank account, thank the Lord. Because the Lord knows you. And it says in Scripture, he knows the hairs on your head. He knows, and even Scriptures tell us that we are more valuable than the birds of the sky. And when one falls, even God goes to that bird's funeral. So it kind of gives you an idea of the Creator God, that how he loves his creation.
I think it's an important message. I think... again, different faiths are tuning in, and you're so open, and you're so positive, and there's a light about you. And when I thought about you, and I've felt about my own self doing the outreach work that I do, is there is a light within us. We are drawn to share the message about God and love and light and angels and all of it that's good, because there is many darkness in this world. And why I called you on the show is because, again, there's a lot that's happened with you. You're a stroke survivor from our Plan for Fitness people that are tuning in, he's a black belt in karate. He's an instructor for 10 years, and that could be another whole episode. I just want to touch on that. But let's just talk about this massive stroke in 2012, Al. What is your message to the listeners about your experience?
Well, since I suffered a stroke and survived the stroke program, you know, the FAST, face, arms, speech, and time, those four letters or alphabet letters are very important. T being the most important is time, is getting to the hospital. Don't say, I'll get better, okay? So when I had the stroke, my wife was my caregiver. She called 911, got me into the hospital. They did an aggressive stroke clot removal from my brain and a total healing from the Lord. No, going to nursing homes or stuff like that. I stayed in the hospital a week and I was let go and no rehab. I went straight back to, I was doing Elvis at the time. And straight back to entertaining. So the point is, the wellness is diet, water, eat right, drink a lot of water, and, know your numbers. You know, I know my numbers, you know, and so I challenge the listening audience out there, know your numbers. What's your cholesterol? What's your BP? Stuff like that.
That's right. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Get your labs yearly. I know I do it, and I'm pretty happy with my labs. I was running low on iron, extremely low, where I could not give blood. I was upset. But again, we have to deal with what we need to. If you need to supplement, whether it's in your diet or take an extra vitamin, then do so. Be responsible. Face, arm, speed, and time. Let's just take a minute to recognize your wife. I apologize. Give me her first name for reference.
Well, my wife's first name is D, D-E-E, Delta, E-E, D-E-E,
yeah.
Not B, but D.
You got it.
Go ahead.
Let's do a shout out to D right now for acting. As a first responder, I'm in my 11th year. I have a cardiac diabetic hemodialysis patient. It's just, I have to call 911 several times a year. There's a lot of people that don't make it in time if you don't respond. So we certainly want, again, to send her love and light for not being afraid and responding, don't you think, Al?
Oh, of course. She was the primary reason we can even have this radio show conversation tonight, because of her quick action. And she, if the first thing a stroke patient's going to say, well, I'll get better. No, that's not true. Dee was proactive. She called the ambulance. The EMS drivers even told me, we'd rather come out on a false alarm than a tragedy. So call 911. Get the pros involved. These people have a protocol. They know how to handle either a heart attack or a stroke or whatever problem there is that would require a 911 call. They are highly trained, and they know how to take care of you and transport to the hospital.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that is a big message for tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Al Mayans is calling in from Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. We were just discussing how his wife, Dee, responded within time. Now, I certainly had a lot to learn during our second meeting about what happens to stroke victims. I dealt with Mr. Hess with cardiac. I've seen him almost, lose his life in front of me, and the whole time all I could do was pray. And that's what, this show is about, staying in faith no matter what happens. So for the listeners that don't know about stroke and what happens, it's very scary. Al was lucky. He had a superhero doctor come in, but he was at a category 21 near death and within to a zero within 24 hours. So he had a one-week stay at the hospital. Then he came home. So, Al, what would you like to share with the listeners about your recovery, your miraculous recovery I mean, most people would be in a nursing home or paralyzed.
Yeah, the stroke doc. See, I had a chief of neurology take care of me when I arrived at St. Mary's Hospital in West Palm Beach. He met the ambulance, and within the hour, I was in surgery. And they actually went into the leg artery and went up into the back of the brain and pulled out the clot intact using a new device called a solitaire. It looks like a Chinese finger puzzle. They actually put this device around the clot, and as they tug on it, the thing collapses around the clot and pulls it out of the artery. I mean, the clot is tiny. It's like the size of a grain of rice, and that little clot was stopping the blood flow to the brain, so the brain was dying. And right now, half of my cerebellum is dead. It'll never recover. But the other half, because the brain has a thing called plasticity, it can reroute and rewire itself. So that's what this, it took me about a year to, as that rewiring was going on internally, I'm normal. I mean, thank God.
This is amazing. This is
amazing.
And so, we have to give hope. There could be people tuning in right now, Al, that have family members that are so affected by stroke, that are suffering from paralysis or taken from their home. I don't know. The object of the show is mind body wellness connection. Do we want to do prayer for the people that maybe have had are from paralysis or in desperation away from family, stuck in a hospital to do that? Would you like to?
Well, I mean, yes, of course. The whole idea is we it's easy to give up hope. It's easy to say, woe is me, and there's too much calamity in my life. But just as we started talking about Philippians, God, you pray and you pray with faith, and God hears all the prayers, okay? He it's not like he doesn't care. He does, but one thing that turns God on is our faith. And when you pray, you believe. And God,
amen.
In God's time, not our time, but in his time, will bring forth an answer. Now, sometimes the answer is not what we want, but that's where we have to be agreeable to what God is providing to us, because we are the creature, he is the creator, and he loves his creation, and he deals with each of us individually, because think about it, we are the clay on the potter's wheel, and he is the potter, and he's forming us, okay? And yes, important. It's very important to be physically well, but what more important than that is to be spiritually well, because when we lay down these bodies in death, we will do that, that we pick them up again in resurrection power. If in the spirit realm, God will take our spirit and wed it with a resurrection body, and we will dwell with the Lord forever, eternity, and the brain can't fix that, can't even wrap their head around that, because it's such a, when you talk eternity, it's beyond description.
Yeah.
Can't even fathom.
Yes.
You know.
And I was thinking, before I came on the air, obviously my client is in an ALF, we're almost down to 5 minutes on the clock, but I want to say, it's so vast, our beliefs. So for the listeners, remember, I am Catholic. The gentleman I take care of for many years, he's Jewish. And I don't understand when he prays in Hebrew, but I understand that he means what he's saying when he does it. And he says my name during the prayer, and I am touched. So, Dr. Al, I would love to fit in a prayer before we close the show.
Of course.
Go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
All right. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Lord, we come before you, and I first thank you, Lord, that I have the opportunity here to be with Deborah on her show tonight and to reach out to all the people, maybe brokenhearted people in desperation or depression, and people suffering from either any type of physical malady, put away in a hospital, or any situation, Lord, that that we ask for the healing hand of Christ to be upon these people and the family, the loved ones that are surrounded by these people that are afflicted. And, Lord, that there be a miracle touch upon their lives. And then, Lord, I pray mostly right now for illumination, that they would be illumined in their heart and they would seek who Christ is and run to Jesus Christ and accept him as their Savior and their Lord. And God bless them, heal them, and we get to cast it all before the Lord, because he is the creator of everything we see and unseen. And so we want certain things, but Lord, give us what we need. We ask this in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. Al. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Dr. Al Mayans, radio host of Oh Gladsome Light. He's broadcasting live Mondays at noon from W4CY Studio in Wellington. Your show is off the chain. You have thousands and thousands, over 8,000 listens on iHeartRadio. You know why? Because when you talk from the heart and from the soul. And that's what I get from you. I'm privileged to know quite a few radio hosts since 2008. I started my journey, and you are I feel, you know, when I sit and talk with you and I listen to your shows, you care about what you're doing, and you're spreading a message of spirituality and a lot with a religion. Even, you know, I get it all the time. They're like, "Oh, you're Catholic." I'm like, yeah, but I'm open, you know, and sometimes I don't want to go to a non-denominational church, but I'm open to learn. And I think that's a lot what your show is about, don't you think?
Yeah, well, my goal, my mission is to teach the Orthodox faith and let people discover what Orthodoxy is, because it seems like it's you know, in Europe and so forth, Russia is Orthodox, Greece is Orthodox, you know, Romania is Orthodox, Serbia is Orthodox. But over here in America, it's like, what? What is it? What
yeah.
are you talking about? So,
a lot of people don't know that, what you just said. How many faiths and countries are Orthodox?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Most of Eastern
yes.
Europe is Orthodox, right.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're a couple of minutes down on the clock. Again, Al, I want to thank you for being my guest here on Blog Talk Radio. You're a delight, and you being in my life and meeting with you, you've enlightened me. And that's part of why I do the show, and you
yeah.
understand it. Our labor of love for radio, but you really... I learn when you talk and I listen to your podcast. If I miss your show, the podcast can be heard, ladies and gentlemen. The links will be up on Facebook and Twitter. I certainly really appreciate you taking the time to be with me on the air tonight.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Deborah.
Mm-hmm. It is a pleasure. It was a pleasure, and I look forward to having you again. Ladies and gentlemen, Plan for Fitness Talk Show is broadcasting live Sundays at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Everybody, sweet dreams. Good night. Good night, Dr. Al. Thank you for being on the air with me.
Good night, Deborah.
Good night.